Time for a look at the holiday weekends ahead with Nanette Weiser, Executive Editor of Paradise News and ParadiseNewsFL.com.
Well, Merry Christmas, Radio St. Pete, and Joe, it's great to talk to you. Last weekend was kind of a washout, wasn't it? But, you know, there's still another weekend to get festive, and of course, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day is just right here. So listen, if you haven't been over to the Florida Botanical Garden Holiday Lights or the Largo Lights, definitely catch them. They will be on through next week and also through December 30th. The holiday show and sale at the Morian Arts Center continues on 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday, and there are unique and thoughtful gifts, everything from stocking stuffers, ornaments, functional pottery, and you know what's the best gift of all is a class at the Morian Arts Center or at their glass shop. So those things are still going on. This weekend, the St. Pete Sunday Market Saturday pop-up that got canceled last weekend is going to be at the Arts Exchange. And listen, this is just going to be a festive last-minute place to go and get some goodies. So that's December 23rd from noon to 4. That's at the Arts Exchange, and that will be a hoot. There'll be 100-plus artists, vendors, and food trucks, and live music, so you can move your little Santa feet and dance with your favorite elf there. You know, some of the most amazing meals are coming up this week. On Italy Bodega on Christmas Eve, Chef Daniel Rabice has a special menu, and, of course, Bisesto in Pinellas Park always has a special menu for Christmas Eve. The annual Harvey LaBuddy Shearer Holiday Party is also Saturday at 7:30. I don't know if you've all been to Nova 535, but it is a super great place for an event. That starts at 7:30, and it is the 45th annual holiday party. These people really know how to party. They'll be dancing. There'll be hors d'oeuvres. There'll be a cash bar. Be sure to wear your merriest LBD topped with sparkly red. And guys, red shoes are encouraged. There's a whole bunch of places to spend Christmas Eve. Stan's Epicurean will be closed, but on New Year's Eve day, they're going to be serving an incredible brunch. And this is a tasting menu. It's sort of like Burns. You can sip and savor. It's a winter fruit salad, a savory cheese, herb, and waffle, smoked salmon, which I call lox, baked Italian eggs, a melon caprese, Roy oysters on the half shell, a pancake muffin on a bed of terrific bacon, and a blueberry lemon clafoutis. And the French champagne goes on and on and on. And you can also book Stan's Epicurean in Reddington for New Year's Eve. They have a tasting menu, first course, the souffle, a second course, the Alaskan king crab, a main course of butter poached Maine lobster, and filet mignon. There are incredible wines there. Stan's Epicurean is one of the best-kept secrets in Reddington. So New Year's Eve, who's going to swing at the Coliseum? Well, you can go there. You can go to the Tradewinds. You can go to any of the hotels are doing big events. It's just going to be a terrific time to enjoy the fireworks downtown. If you live there, New Year's Day, Mad Beach Cantina is going to move their Taco Tuesday to Taco Monday. That will be a hoot and a half. And Scully's also has special menu. The next thing coming up is post-Christmas, so the St. Petersburg Power and Sailboat Show. If you haven't been, this is a terrific event. And it is Friday through Sunday, January 18th through 21st. You can get your VIP tickets now. It's located at the Duke Energy Center for the Arts Mahaffey, Yacht Basin, and Albert Whitted Park. It is the 40-plus years they've been doing this. All ticket portion of the ticket sales support Tampa Bay's Watches Discovery Center. You can get together and take classes at the Annapolis School of Seamanship. And there's on-the-water boating training program. There are lots of seminars, and my favorite, the Kids Fishing Clinic, is presented by Hook the Future. The clinic takes place at noon and 2 on Saturday, January 20th, and on Sunday, January 21st, for children age 4 to 16. It's a time to look at a new boat, learn about the boat, learn about the features, and you can find everything at www.stpeteboatshow.com. Vintage Marché is also coming up right after the New Year's on January 5th. It's a once-a-month treasure hunt for fabulous things. And the Corey Avenue Fresh Market, obviously, every Sunday. Great place to be. Get your fresh vegetables. Tampa Bay Market starts January 7th at the St. Pete City High School. So there's a lot of things going on in the new year. Don't forget that New Year's Eve at the Janus Live with Papadocio is terrific. Also coming up at Janus Live is the Taylor Party, January 6th. Muster Plug and Voodoo Glow Skulls, January 12th. And Green Sky Bluegrass, January 13th. So there's a lot of ways to celebrate. Make sure that you give local, shop local, support your local arts, and have the merriest of holidays.
And that's Wednesday with Weiser. Nanette Weiser, executive editor of Paradise News and ParadiseNewsFL.com.